Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with Bruno Fernandes. He's reportedly put his contract talks on hold. Fernandes, who had dismissed negotiations of a new deal during the 2020-21 season, snubbed the offer of an extension in the summer. Although talks have continued the first half of the campaign, an agreement is yet to be reached. The reports with The Athletic state there will likely not be any more developments now until the end of the season, and Fernandes has put all negotiations on hold until the summer. He wants to have a better idea of the team's ambitions and the project. A desire to see United compete for major silverware behind Fernandes' wish to delay talks. He was impressed with the signings of Cristiano Ronaldo, Jadon Sancho and Rafael Varane this summer. Not only have those signings not had the desired impact, they've also given Fernandes more reason to demand the pay rise he feels he deserves. Reports suggest that there is a number of players on higher wages than him, and he wants some parity. Elsewhere, Manchester United interim boss Ralf Rangnick plans to promote teenager Hannibal Mejbin to the first team on his return from Africa Cup of Nations. The midfielder joined from Monaco for a fee of around £10 million when he was just 16. The gamble is paying off. He's been a commanding presence for the 23s. He's currently in, trying to represent Tunisia and his country at the AFCON tournament. Goals claim that Medjugorje has impressed Rangnick during the pair's brief meetings, and he believes he can contribute in the rest of the season in first-team sessions. Elsewhere on the transfer front then, and Barcelona might be trying to offload Ousmane Dembele to Manchester United, and that move could come to fruition, with Anthony Martial reportedly set for talks with Juventus. They're considering a move for the want-away winger, who has denied he refused to play for the club at the weekend, but has not, of course, shown much ambition to stay put for the long-term project under Ralf Rangnick. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.